olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/Samoan.
Talofa fulisia asa lemo tofete.
Talofa. Talofa lava.
Now tell us about PICA, the Pacific Islands Creative Arts Association in Melbourne or in Victoria.
Sure. So the PICA Incorporated, we are a group of people who advocate for art and pretty much create opportunities and hold space for Pacifica arts here in Melbourne.
And when you say arts, what does that entail?
So there's four of us at the moment, and each of us have our strengths in the arts. And so Rita, who is, or Dr. Rita Siamonitafa-Palala, is the ethnomusicologist, and she looks after the music of, she deals with the music side of things. Skivi is, Leo Skivi Tafia, he is in charge of, his skill set is based in the technology world, but also he's a fantastic MC, and he supports all the other groups. And then we have Malanga Mali'i Gina Tafia, who is in charge of Pacifica costuming or more detail of traditional wear. And so she has a class at the moment which deals in creating tuina, where she teaches interested people on how to create their tuina for their families, for themselves. And for myself, I look after the theatre and film side of our group, and my background is in theatre.
Now, Asalemo, you've got a festival coming up, the Moor Festival. Tell us, why did you call it the Moor Festival?
Well, it's interesting. We had a long conversation about coming up with the names, but then we came up with the concept of the festival, which is the Pacifica Festival, and we wanted to get a name which had a forward momentum, so a moving forward momentum. And so we decided on the name Moor, which is on our end.
Or front.
Was just the forefront or the movement of moving to forward. That was the whole idea of Moor, which is a moving forward concept rather than what we know of as first or anything like that. But yeah, so forefront, moving forward, which is why we called Moor Festival what it is. Yeah.
Very interesting. Let's go back to your own background. You say you've got a background in theatre. Is that, did you study theatre in Victoria, like NIDA or somewhere like that?
I actually studied in New Zealand, and from New Zealand, I studied theatre and film at Tuifakari New Zealand Drama School in Wellington. And so I did my stint there for three years. And from there, I was in theatre productions and film productions in New Zealand before I moved over to Australia. And so, yeah, the rest is history.
Now, your part in the Moor Festival, you've got a festival coming up. Give us a little bit of a glimpse into what people can expect.
So this year, this is our second year of the Moor Festival, and this year happens to be Pika's birthday, Pika's 10th birthday. And so we decided to gear the festival more up to what Pika has done in the past, to summarize our 10 years in Victoria. And so what you can see is you can see snippets of our past productions. So we have Amatanga Olealofa, which was written by Muliyongatele Gasa Evotutia, who was the first, which was our first Pacific production. And then we have Rihavaiki, which was a musical, which was written by myself, composed by Dr. Rita. We've got a couple of music from there, from the musical Rihavaiki, as well as three new works, which will debut in the festival. Alongside, we'll also see Gina's Zwinger class, showcasing what they've been working on over the last year, as well as some costumes in the past that Gina has created.
Tell us about these new works that you are going to be putting on in this year's Moore Festival. Is this a musical or theatre or dance movement?
We have two poems, or two spoken word poems, which will be debuted at this festival, and they deal with, one of them is acted for by the youth for Pika, the youth at Pika. And so we have an age range from 13 right up to 19 years old who will be performing this piece. The second piece deals with a little nod to climate change. And the third piece is a piece which was written in response or inspired by the Black Saturday events in 1929 in Samoa. This piece, which was inspired by that piece, takes place just before the march, and follows, it asks the question, what did we do before that, and the tensions that rise before those moments.
You're talking about the Mau March in 1929.
Correct, yep.
Which, of course, culminated in the assassination of Tupuata Masese. Mm-hmm. When is the Moore Festival going to run, and how can people get in touch and come and see it?
So the Moore Festival will take place on February the 13th and the 14th over at St. Albans, the Bowery Theatre in St. Albans. If you go to Pika, if you search us on all the socials, Pika Inc., you'll be able to find the links to give a ticket.
Felicia Salemotofete, thank you so much for taking your time out to talk to me. I know you're a very, very busy man.
Thank you very much for having me.
Like, share, mafa'ali sa finangalo, muli-muli ile SBS Samoan ile Facebook.